Hello, everyone, and welcome to another video reaction for Okay, Here Is the Story. I am Dee Burnt. So I'm going to really try to get right into it today because this video is going to be a little long. I am a huge, huge Billy Joel fan. I love Billy Joel. Oh my gosh. And there's a story, and I'll tell you, hence the name, Okay, Here Is the Story. There's a story about Billy Joel. That means the world to me. I will tell you the story after we do the video. But Billy Joel just had his 100th sell out of Madison Square Garden. As you know, if you know anything about Billy Joel, he has one concert a month at Madison Square Garden, and he has sold out 100 shows in a row at Madison Square Garden. He has residency there. So, they had a big celebration. You can see it if you have Paramount Plus streaming service. You can go and see the concert on there. But anyway, my favorite Billy Joel song is We Didn't Start the Fire. And this song, I'm a huge history buff. If you've watched my channel for any amount of time, you know I am a huge, huge history buff. That's why I love the song so much. Billy Joel hates the song. He absolutely hates it. And the reason, I saw an interview with him one time, and he said the reason that he hates it is because there was no creativity in writing the lyrics. He said, basically, I just opened a history book and I just wrote down events that happened and I put it into a song. That's it. And, all of his other songs, he said they come from life experience or they come from his soul, where his passion is for New York or, whatever experience he's had in life. So I was talking to my physical therapist today and he said, well, have you ever heard of the Fallout Boys? I was like, no. Apparently the Fallout Boys did an addition to We Didn't Start the Fire. So today I am going to react to, first of all, Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, the original one. It's been years since I've seen the video. I don't even remember it. So that's going to be the first video. And then the second video is going to be the Fallout Boys, We Didn't Start the Fire. It's addition to Billy Joel's original. So before we get into the video, please, you guys, like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube and our Rumble channel. You guys have been amazing. I hit over 700 this weekend. I was so happy. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. But yeah, so please like, share, and subscribe this video to your friends, and let's get to 1,000. That's my goal. So, okay, well, let's get into it. Again, the first one is going to be Billy Joel's version or Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Then the second video is going to be the Fallout Boys, their addition to We Didn't Start the Fire. So, here we go.
Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
So, for my younger audience, this is starting out, I think it's like in the 50s. I want to say probably early 50s. He's starting out with the history, the things that happened through the different decades. So, that's where we started. Okay, let's get back into it.
Always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back a little bit. Did you guys see that lunchbox right here? Hold on. Right here. Okay. I know that my target audience is like my age. So please comment. Do you remember the metal lunchboxes? They were awesome. Please comment. Let me know what your metal lunchbox was. Mine was, I had Mork and Mindy, and I had the Bionic Man. Or I'm sorry, not the Bionic Man, the Bionic Woman. And I can't remember. I know I had another one, but that was the ones I had were the metal lunchboxes. Oh my God, those things were so awesome. Anyway, leave me a comment on what your metal lunchbox was.
Brooklyn's got a winning team, Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Princess Grace, Peyton Grace, Trouble in the Suez. We didn't start the fire.
Okay, that is my favorite part in this whole song. When he takes the word thalidomide. If I have any younger viewers, thalidomide was a birth control medication that they gave women, mainly, I believe, mainly military women over in Europe. But I think they gave it to women here in America too. But anyway, it was a birth control drug. And these babies were being born, with like just arms like sticking out of their out of their shoulder. And I had a really good friend back in Colorado. He was a thalidomide baby, and he only had two fingers on each hand. He didn't have thumbs or anything. He just had two fingers. We called him Two Finger Jim. Great guy though, love him to death. But anyway, that's what thalidomide babies are. So when he takes the word thalidomide and he puts it in this song and he rhymes it. And anybody that can rhyme something with the word thalidomide to me is an amazing artist. So let's go back a few here and let's listen to that again. It's my favorite part in this song.
Always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't
Okay, so that's the version that I like. I love that song. And it does, it takes you from the 50s through the 80s. I mean, it's just yeah, I mean, the way that lady was dressed at the end in the 80s, she had those big spiky earrings and she had shoulder pads. That was the thing in the 80s. Ladies, leave a comment and tell me if you remember shoulder pads. They made your shoulders look huge because the premise was if your shoulders look big, your waist would look smaller. We did. We had shoulder pads and big hair. Oh my gosh, it was terrible in the 80s. Our fashion was so bad. Okay, so this next video is the Fallout Boys, and it's still We Didn't Start the Fire, but it's moving from like the 80s on. So I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to see it. I'm a little nervous, but oh, and something else I forgot to tell you guys. Some of the video pictures and stuff may be kind of traumatic, and I should have said that before Billy Joel's one. But yeah, some of them might be traumatic, and so I apologize for that because I try not to show that stuff on this page, but it's history, and it's history. So, okay, let's get into Fallout Boys version. We Didn't Start the Fire, and this is in addition to Billy Joel's. So, here we go. MySpace. Oh my gosh. Who remembers MySpace? If you remember MySpace, please leave me a comment. For those younger than I, MySpace was pre-Facebook. It was basically the early generation of Facebook. Oh my gosh, MySpace. How funny is that? Okay, let's go back a little bit. Okay, here we go.
Pokemon, Tiger Woods, MySpace, Monsanto, GMOs. Harry Potter, Twilight, Michael Jackson dies, nuclear accident, Fukushima, Japan, Crimea Peninsula, Cambridge.
Wow, they covered a lot there. Y2K. Leave me a comment if you remember where you were when Y2K hit. I was working for a hospital at the time. And if you remember Y2K, that was the big worry that the computers that we used back then were not programmed to turn over to 2000. And everybody thought the whole world was just going to fall apart because the computers would not go over into from 1999 to 2000. And I had to work at the hospital that night. And we had to stay all night. And, because we didn't want patients who were on machines, if the machines didn't kick over, we didn't want patients to die. So yeah, we were working. Yeah. I remember that. If you remember where you were when it went from 1999 to 2000, leave me a comment and let me know. I would be interested to know what you were doing. So, okay, let's get back into it. Just say that pussy gore. I think that's what they said. Okay, we got to go back here a little bit because I want to see if that's what they said. That pussy gore. That is so funny. Okay, there it is. Okay, let's listen and see if that's what they said. Oh my gosh. That was really good, Fallout Boys. That was good. I mean, they pretty much covered everything. Yeah. A lot of stuff in there I forgot about. Damn. I just want to say, I don't remember the first part of Billy Joel's. I kind of can't. I was born in 1970. So I remember from the 70s on. The 50s and 60s and stuff, obviously, I wasn't around for that. So I don't remember. I remember people talking about it. But I watched Billy Joel's from 70 on, and then I watched Fallout Boys from, I would say it would be around the 80s, and pretty much within the last 5 years, because he had Megan, they had Megan on there getting married. I don't know how long they've been married, but anyway, pretty recent. I feel so old. Lord, I feel so old. Damn it. Anyway, I'm gonna forego a subscriber shout out today just because this is kind of a long video, and I promised to tell you my story about Billy Joel. Okay, here is the story. I have a bucket list, and on my bucket list was to attend Billy Joel's concert in Madison Square Garden. Somehow, I don't know how, and to this day, he still doesn't tell me. Best friend got a hold of my bucket list, and he saw that on there, and he knew Billy Joel was coming to Milwaukee for a concert. So he said to me, it was like, I want to say, I don't remember when the concert was. I want to say it was in the spring, and like in the November before, he said to me, I'm going to win you tickets to the Billy Joel concert. Okay. And I've said on here before, best friend is infamous for winning concert tickets. I mean, if there's somebody coming to concert here in Milwaukee, he will win the tickets. And the radio stations have told him, you can't call in any, you can't call in for a while because you're winning all the tickets. So he wanted to win me Billy Joel tickets. So when the radio stations were doing it, he was trying and trying and trying. He never got through. Then the radio stations stopped because the tickets were gone. And he was very upset about it. Me, I didn't care. It's like, okay, so you didn't win me Billy Joel tickets, big whoop, But he was upset. Then it was Billy Joel's birthday. I want to say it was like maybe a month before his concert here in Milwaukee. And he made an announcement that he was turning 70, so he was going to release 70 more tickets to the radio stations for people to win. Best friend, again, trying, trying, trying. He couldn't get through. On the very last day, he won tickets. He got through and he won tickets. And it was an amazing show. And best friend didn't go with me because he doesn't like big crowds. And the concert was at Miller Park, is where the Brewers play here. And there were 43,000 people. Best friend does not do crowds well. If there's more than one person, he. So he gave the tickets to Hunter and I, and Hunter and I went to the concert. And my best memory from that concert, and not that I think Billy Joel watches my channel, I hope he sees this though. My best memory is when he sat down at the piano and he put the harmonica on over his head. Because everybody knew he was going to sing Piano Man. And the crowd went nuts. And Billy Joel sang the first line of Piano Man. And then he just was quiet. And the crowd sang the rest of the song, word for word. It was awesome. 43,000 people were singing Piano Man. And he was just sitting there playing the piano, blowing on his harmonica. It was awesome. It was awesome. So thank you, Billy Joel. That is a memory that I will take with me for the rest of my life. And congratulations on your 100th sold-out show at Madison Square Garden. And thank you for letting them put the concert on Paramount Plus because it's awesome. And I've already watched it twice. I'm a little obsessed. Anyway, that's the video for today. Again, please like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please leave me a comment. I love you guys' comments, and I try to respond to them, and I try to bring them to everybody's attention in my subscriber shout out. So, okay, that's it for today. And remember, I love you guys. Bye.